show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
28-inch flat top grill, just $298 for a limited time only. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 531 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Official home of the Sixers, Flyers, Union, and the best Eagles talk in Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, and NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'm Devon Givens here at 2 o'clock on this Friday as we get set for the start of the Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're all having a great start, leaving work early. I know you did. Everybody did, which is why we're sitting here at 2 to 6. Again, Devon Givens in for the best show ever. Tyrone, Hunter, Ricky, and Jen. Tom Alvord is hanging out with us. Brendan is in the back for Dylan, so we got you covered for the next 4 hours on this Friday. Hope, again, you're having a great start to your holiday weekend if you've gotten things underway early. And we have a lot to get into here with you as we go until 6 o'clock here on this Friday. And we have a bunch to get into from Aaron Nola and the Phillies, looking at some of the young stars in the league, because he was one in the city, pardon me, he was one of them a few years ago. And we were kind of curious after talking about Tyrese Maxey last night, a bulk of the show, of where are the Sixers right now and where are the rest of the Philadelphia sports scene when it comes to the young talent in the city. So we'll get into that. And as Anthony was doing the show in that last 1 o'clock hour of the program, the news dropped about DeAndre Hopkins being let go by the Arizona Cardinals. And naturally, we can't not talk about it, right? We must talk about it, right? And get into all of that. So we'll have all of that. We'll have the What's Brewing with Jen/Tom today. That'll be at 4:45. And we'll have so many other things to get into. Fun keeping the conversation light, just like Anthony and Andrew did by talking about the shore. Because why wouldn't we? But we're going to expand it a little bit. Not just talk about the shore. We're also going to talk about the summer, because this is the official start and the official kickoff to summer, and what it all means to you and some of the things that, hear me out, folks, likes, dislikes, overrated, underrated, we're going to have it all. We're going to have some fun this afternoon with you. But we do have to start with where Anthony and Andrew were talking with the callers a little bit, and that was the Phillies yesterday falling again. And Aaron Nola getting off to a tough start. Now, he gets into an early hole by giving up a home run to Austin Riley, 2-0. Phillies come back. They tie it back up. They put their runs back on the board. And they do their part, the lineup, which we know is good enough to do so. But ideally, you don't want your ace, technically, one of your aces, putting you in a hole already as the game just got underway, right? Well, that's what he's been doing. And he hasn't really been himself this season as we gotten underway. In the offseason, of course, he didn't get the contract that he desired from the Phillies. He's still making decent money. We know how good of a pitcher he is, and we know who he is. But that's part of the problem. While he got up to a similar start last year, and it was a bad one, think it was 1-4, 1-5 to start the campaign off. Then we get to June, and he flips it. He turns it around, and he figures things out. He gets it right. We're in all-star conversation again for Aaron Nola. By the end of the year, he finished top five in Cy Young in the National League, and well-deserved, rightfully so, no matter what the record said, being under 500. We know how good he was, and the team was very good. He was a big part of that, and he has a tendency of doing this. However, right now with the team, again, trying to get things back on the right track, him wanting a new contract with the Philadelphia Phillies, and they're probably going to have to do it. But this is not the way to get off to a start, right, folks, with Aaron Nola, especially getting off to a 10-game road trip, playing against a team like Atlanta, who has leftover feelings from the playoffs a year ago at the top of the division right now, and they're going to want to feast on the Phillies. And what does he do right away? He puts them in a 2-0 hole. Well, that can't continue to happen. He has to get things right and figure this thing out. This is not something that we look at and say, all right, yes, they got into a deep run during the playoffs. And with that deep run for the Phillies, he was a big part of that. they haven't gone that far. That was the first time he and Zach Wheeler went deep into the season, playing the way that they did, getting to the championship round in the World Series, and they added some extra innings onto their arm, which they have never done. Well, if you're going to be a perennial type of team, perennial pitcher, and that team helping lead your team and getting to that spot, you can't fold under the pressure like that and continue to do what you're doing like we saw. Now, normally what we see from him is right around that fourth, fifth, sometimes that sixth inning, that's his trouble spot. But lately, it has been the fourth, fifth, or sixth inning, but also the start of the games. And Rob Thompson leaves him in there, allows him to right his ship, if you will, and get things corrected. But then he keeps it going. He keeps it giving up. They give up. They come back. The lineup gives you a lead. He comes back and gives up the lead once again and puts himself into these trouble spots that he has to continue to dig himself out, outing after outing after outing. Now, he is one of the originals. He is one of the regulars. You felt so good for both he and Rhys Hoskins a season ago. But even though that happened, you appreciate it. You look back on how fun it was, that run that they had. But then you ultimately go back to the moment and the task at hand with Aaron Nola, and you wonder how much more of this can you take with him when he does this? Because you don't know what you're getting outing again after outing whenever he is handed the ball. We look at what the lineup is going to be. We say, okay, cool. We figure that's going to be good with everything from 1 through 9 with what they have, especially at the top. You feel good about what you have there. But then when you look at the rotation and the matchup for whomever it might be on the next night, they were playing against another young, talented arm, Dodd, for the Atlanta Braves that they ran out there. And you said, all right, the Phillies, the lineup will probably get to him at some point and they can hit him. But again, you don't want to be digging out of a hole with that 2-0 two-run lead that they eventually took in the first inning because he doesn't have his act together. And that's the frustrating part about him and where he is and continues to be as a guy where we look at him and we say, sure, you have to pay Aaron Nola. You can't let him walk. But these are the things that we talk about when we talk ourselves out of paying Aaron Nola that big money, that ace money, that Cy Young money. That's one thing that he's going to have in his favor with the negotiations when he's sitting down with Dave Dombrowski and trying to figure something out. Hey, I was a top five Cy Young. We got to the World Series. I played a big part in that. And we're going to flip it on? We're going to flip it on and say, hey, but do you remember in the NLCS and in the World Series where you had your outings and we had to score a bunch of runs because you gave up too many? And then you look at your start of your year and how things go. You get things going from June to August, but when we get to September, again, you start to falter again, as a guy that we're supposed to count on when we give the ball to every fifth or even when we get to the later part of the season, every fourth day and feeling much better. Remember, when we got to the postseason, Phillies fans, myself included, started to feel so much better about Ranger Suarez out there on the mound than you did about Aaron Nola. And that's not what it's supposed to be when you're talking about, again, paying a guy top money in baseball for the job that you expect every time you hand him the rock and have him go out there and get on the bump. So based on what we saw again yesterday with Aaron Nola and that outing against the Atlanta Braves, so a 4-game set in Atlanta with the Phillies and the Braves, they are now, 7.5 games back of them in the standings, not ideal. And you thought that you could get off to a much better start with him, again, on the mound. And then you saw the run support that he did get. That's not ideal. So your frustrations, where are you worried about Aaron Nola again? Are you more in the camp of, let's settle down. He does this. It's kind of like Kyle Schwarber. First couple of months, he struggles a bit. Then June, bang, he gives you double-digit home runs in the month of June. And he starts to keep it going for the remainder of the season. Where are you? Are you concerned again about Aaron Nola? Or are you more on the side of, let's take a step back, let's relax a little bit, he'll be fine once he again, as Tom says, gets into the warmer weather since he's a Louisiana guy and he feels more comfortable then. So where are you? How frustrated were you again with an outing from Aaron Nola? Or are you more of, hey, it's not a big deal, he'll be fine. Let's not worry about it as of yet because this is what he does. So we'll give out the number 610-632-0975. And on the Eagles side, we were going to talk a little football today because of the young conversation that we were going to have about the young talent in the city. But then this news dropped about DeAndre Hopkins. News breaking that the Arizona Cardinals released veteran wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Now, there was talk right around the draft, right before the draft, when free agency kind of got underway, actually in March, that there was a possibility that they moved on from DeAndre Hopkins, trying to get something, trying to find a team to trade him to, maybe get a pick back for the draft, and move on from there as they rebuild their team, in a sense, even though you have your franchise quarterback. Well, they couldn't get something done. You see now reports where teams were expecting, as they were asking for so much, hey, eventually they're going to let the guy go. He's making a hefty number at $19 million. They're going to let him go. We could probably just get him in the offseason after they release him after the draft, work out a new contract, maybe get him on a one-year deal, prove it type situation. He's ready to win now. He goes on a podcast last week and talks about with a former NFLer there about how, hey, listen, here's what I want when they asked him about a quarterback. I want a team. I want a quarterback that is dedicated and can pull guys together. I want a defensive line that is fierce and can get to the quarterback and wreak havoc on that other side. And I simply want to win. And the front office has to be established. And all these things that he talked about. Now, when he said it, and he mentioned the quarterbacks that he would like to play with, Jalen Hurts was the second quarterback he mentioned. Of course, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. We'll give you the audio in the next segment of what he had to say. We'll let you hear it from his mouth. But again, just basically what he said was Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and these are the type of guys, and Josh Allen in Buffalo are the type of quarterbacks I would like to play with if I am moved on from Arizona. Well, naturally, we can't let that slide now, DeAndre. You open that up. We would think about it here in Philadelphia, and I'm sure those other four cities would do the exact same thing of trying to envision how to acquire DeAndre Hopkins and add him to that situation of where they are. But you know how we get. We really go after it, and especially when you have the quarterback that you mentioned, you have the type of defense that he talked about, and you have that type of front office that's established that is a guru and figures out ways to maneuver certain things and make things happen for times like this. So we're going to get a little weird. We're going to talk about it because it has to be discussed. And we want to know where you are. Is there a realistic possibility? Is anything off the table with Howie Roseman when it comes to even a bigger name again, like DeAndre Hopkins being waived at this point of the offseason on May 26th, right? May 26th, another situation like James Bradbury, huh? Talked about being traded for a long time from New York to another team. Eagles being one of those teams mentioned, never happened. He's on the market for about 3-4 days, and next thing you know, Howie swoops in with his eagle claws, and he goes in there and he acquires an all-pro cornerback and then re-ups this offseason. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into it all. We're going to have some fun with the holiday weekend, but we're going to make it more summer-related, not just this weekend as we kick off the Memorial Day weekend on this Friday. 610-632-0975. It's the best show ever. I'm Devon Givens along with Tom Alvord. We are in for the gang on this Friday afternoon, heading into the 6 o'clock hour as well. And we want to start things off. Aaron Nola, where are you with your feelings with him? And also the same with DeAndre Hopkins, the news coming down in the 1 o'clock hour, released by the Arizona Cardinals. Should Howie swoop in and get his hands on DeAndre Hopkins? We'll get into it all right here on this Friday afternoon, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, Oh, that's the kind of tunes that we get, huh? When it's time for the summer and Memorial Day weekend. Welcome back to the best show ever. Devon Givens, Tom Alvord in for the best show ever here on this Friday, 610-632-0975, the 2 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit one of Ferguson's counter locations in Bensalem, King of Prussia, Pensauken, or Westchester today. Make sure you, again, go check them out. Ferguson, HVAC, Lyon, Conklin. Radio side, television side, NBC Sports Philadelphia will take all of your phone calls, 610-632-0975. Seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter as well. We'll read those as we go along. As a matter of fact, I'll give you one right away as far as DeAndre Hopkins. Wavy Dad 1 on Twitter says, Devon, let's be realistic. The people on the Eagles poll that don't want DeAndre Hopkins are Cowboys fans in Philadelphia. That's right. Because why wouldn't you? Of course you would. Let them figure it out. But when you put your team together, just like you do on Madden, there's no difference, right? He became available. You make the trade. It all works out. You go acquire DeAndre Hopkins. You just go and do it. You just do it. And on the NOLA side, Coach Bird says, NOLA getting the bag or not getting the bag if he keeps pitching the way that he is. This team needs to turn it around now. Very simple. Now. All right. 610-632-0975. Can they make it work? Should Howie Roseman go and see if he can get something done with DeAndre Hopkins? And on the Aaron NOLA side, what gives? At this point, what gives with him? Where are you right now with Aaron NOLA? It's very frustrating. Old City Philly on Twitter _ says, I am not comfortable with NOLA. I get he's getting better in the hotter months, but these losses are terrible as of late. A 4.59 earned run average is not a P1 ERA. It's just not. He needs to snap out of this. He really does. He really does. And get on a roll. And while, again, we've talked about it, that this is his MO, this is what he does, they need him now. They need him now. They need him to stop these losing streaks, or they need him to continue the winning streaks when they come off of a comeback win like they did in that getaway game against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Wednesday. They needed him to do something yesterday, and he did not. All right. Got to get some of our summer what-ifs and overrated, underrated type of thing. Let me start off first. Summertime, not just this weekend and Memorial Day weekend. Aaron, we'll start with you in a second. Tom, if I ask you and the callers a versus, ice cream or water ice, where you go? Ice cream or water ice? Now, you are from the shore area.
I am.
I'm from the city.
You are.
So I'm curious to see where this may differ from callers, listeners, tweeters out there, maybe even Booney back at NBC Sports Philadelphia studio, of ice cream versus water ice. Where are you?
To me, it's not even close. By far, ice cream. By far, ice cream.
Okay.
Do a nice custard on a hot summer night when it's like 80 degrees, even though it's 9 p.m. out at night, just got done dinner, and you didn't eat all your dinner because you wanted to save room for that ice cream. To me, I like water ice. I do. By far, it's ice cream.
By far.
By far.
Clear.
Clears it. Also, Booney out on DeAndre Hopkins, by the way.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he needs to explain that.
And he also says ice cream and it's not close. And I agree with him.
I agree with you that it's ice cream is not close. But I can make an argument for the water ice because of, yes, the ice cream and all that stuff, right? But the water ice, man, you just, especially on the truck, when the truck in the city would come around, and we talked about this before with Mr. Softy and all that, and I also mentioned before with Maroney's when I was a kid and living in the city, Maroney's was a big deal, whether it was the water ice and the pretzel by itself, the water ice by itself, you get Mr. Softy for the ice cream, and you go from there and get the certain popsicles or, that Andrew was
sandwiches,
talking about it.
Whatever.
Sandwiches. Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff. It is the ice cream. I agree with you. But, man, it's not a clear, get out of here. Water ice, it had a nice run, man. Now, and it still has a nice run.
The one thing when it comes to summer treat, that's the key here. So ice cream you can have year-round. You do have year-round. Water ice is more of a summer thing, at least down the shore.
And we're talking more from a store or a truck, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yes.
And here's my thing. Ice cream, you buy it, you save it, maybe not tasting as good when you put it in the freezer to go back and get it. You go water ice, you get a bigger, let's say you get a large size water ice cherry for me, and you can't devour it all at that one moment, and you have the pretzel, you gotta put the water ice in the freezer, you come back to the water ice at 9 o'clock at night, to your point, and it's still the same taste as when you bought it, took a couple of scoops, went after it, put it back in the freezer, come back to it later, all good. It's my point, man. It's like the now and later.
Is that what it is? Now
you can go back.
That's water ice's argument, in my opinion. It's more of a summertime. When you think of summer,
yes,
people think water ice and enjoying a nice water ice treat more than ice cream. Some could. And you're right. Might taste a little bit better.
You say a little bit better. Now, what's your topping? What's your go-to?
With ice cream?
Ice cream. I mean, putting anything on the water ice.
Sprinkles is number one.
Sprinkles is number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Rainbow.
Number one. Yeah, oh, it has to be rainbow.
Got to be the rainbow sprinkles. That's
speaking of overrated part of summer.
What?
Chocolate sprinkles. Overrated. You got to go rainbow.
All right. So since he opened that door, and you guys can answer the ice cream versus water ice, and we were going to ask, though, as a general question, what's overrated and what's underrated about summer? Overrated, underrated about summer. Because there are a lot of things on both sides that are overrated, underrated about summer. We'll get into some of those. Tom gave you the chocolate sprinkles. I was never a chocolate sprinkles guy, so have at it, whatever. I'll just say this, overrated. Chocolate ice cream. I'm not a fan. I don't think it's very good. Yes, I can have it where it's a mixture of a chocolate sundae. I mean, of ice cream sundae where naturally the hot fudge is going to turn it into some sort of chocolate. But a chocolate ice cream overall, we've talked about this before. I'm not a fan. I think it's overrated. And yes, I know that's not a popular thing. But that's why we're here, put ourselves out there. We're amongst family and friends. Let's have at it. 610-632-0975. Overrated, underrated things about summer. Let's start things off on the phone, though. As far as DeAndre Hopkins, we'll get to the extended audio a little bit later. Don't forget about the Aaron Nola piece. The Phillies do play game two of the four-game set against the Atlanta Braves tonight. You can watch that, of course, right here on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Let's go to Aaron in Jeffersonville here on 97.5. Tipping things off on the best show ever. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, bro, how you been?
Pretty good, man.
Good, good. Hey, on DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, obviously I'd like to have the best player. I'd like to have an all-pro in every position. But the reality of the NFL is a salary cap. And we have a Devontae Smith contract that's going to be due after 2024.
Yep.
We already have A.J. Brown. I mean, I'd love to have him, but I'd rather have, I'd rather trade for another Cardinal Baker. I'd rather have room for him. I'd rather pick up the linebacker from Cleveland. I'd rather pick up another offensive lineman. I mean, you can look at the jewel, look at the jewelry right in front of you out in the display box, but we're trying to build a team, a whole store, not just a display. And it'd be nice to have him, but we have 13 plus million on the cap, and I think we'd be best spent getting those players that I think Howie's going to get Buda Baker. I think he's going to get that linebacker from Cleveland, James. He's probably going to get another one. He's probably going to get another defensive back. And if you get four players on defense, or three to four players on defense versus DeAndre, that's the direction I would prefer they went.
Now, what if Hopkins presents itself similar to what James Bradbury last year? And we are aware of the Devontae Smith piece. So what if he presents it similar to that, where it's only $10 million 1 year, and his goal is to come in, try to help win a championship, and then maybe cash in later, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, that's pie in the sky. If he's there...
Is it? I mean, you thought the same thing for James Bradbury last year.
I really didn't hear... I know you've seen a little bit more from DeAndre Hopkins in his history and his monetary demands versus Bradbury's prior... I'd be surprised if that's where Hopkins is. If he is, he is. I mean, obviously,
he mentioned Jalen Hurts, and look, I don't think he necessarily meant it in any particular order, Aaron, in that audio that we played, but he mentioned him as one of the five. Now, if Baltimore swoops in and decides to give him more money or one of those other teams, naturally he'll go there, especially if the role is different as a number one versus being part of a going to be hard. A trio.
To like the Jets who have money. The Jets have money and the Ravens. Anyway, so, and he probably, like a top landing spot would be probably the Jets with Rodgers. But
sure.
Let me ask you a question. If you could get him and it hinders you instead of getting three top line defensive players, like let's say you get him and then like, you know, there's going to be more people released just like, you know, during camp.
There's
going to be more top. Let's say you get him and then there's a top level secondary guy and you say, oh, well, you know, like, there is a limit to what you can spend. Even if he gives us a break, we only have $13 million. So let's say he's taking like half of that, and now you can only get one defensive player instead of like an all-pro, another two players. Would you be happy? What would you rather have? If that happens and one of those guys free up and you say, well, you know, unfortunately we can't get him because we signed Hopkins, how would you feel then?
I would feel more along your way of, as you and even Booney talked about, being able to have that ability to go get multiple players at different positions to add to that, to your point. But if we're talking about acquiring more all pros in that sense, then we're talking still though in the, you know, more all pros. We can't have them, as you said, at every position. And you're talking about two all pros though, one in Cleveland, one in Arizona, in the Buda Baker case that you try to acquire here. You can't have them here at every spot. So if I can't get those, and I know that if Howie Roseman has the intel already, then I would feel perfectly fine knowing that he did his due diligence on everything and decided on this route.
I agree with all that. I trust Howie at this point. He's earned it. And,
right.
I'll give you one overrated thing about the summer.
Please.
It's about to happen. It's happening right now. People who need to go down on Friday, chill your butt out. Stay at home, handle your business, and go down Saturday morning. You're not really doing anything.
But causing traffic.
Right. Just stay home and go home. Go down Saturday morning.
Aaron, enjoy the weekend, man. Really appreciate
you too,
it. All right, man. Really appreciate that. That's a good one. You're only causing traffic. Tom's coming from Jersey, and he's already caught in traffic. Andrew's trying to get over there home, and he's caught in traffic. Because everybody has to beat everybody else to the spot.
I think there could be something said about, now, like, if look, if you want to get down and have an extra day, I understand why you're leaving early. But I think timing it is smart.
You can do it later on.
Exactly. You don't have to leave right at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Right as soon as you're done work, or if you're getting done early, 2 o'clock, whatever it may be, like Andrew Salchunas. Leave it like 7:30, maybe 8. So you get down there, you still have the night. It's not a beach day, I don't think, at least right now. It's still a little bit cooler. You can hang on the beach and everything.
It's 70 degrees. You'll be wearing
a t-shirt though. You're not going to be tanning or anything.
And long sleeve tee.
That's fair.
Long sleeve tee with some shorts.
All I'm saying, you get down, you leave at 8. You cut off maybe an hour of traffic, and you still get to enjoy the evening, enjoy the morning as well. I think there's something to be said with that.
That's not a bad one. Aaron started off with a good one right away. Leaving too early, causing more traffic as you're all trying to head to the shore. I like that one. 610-632-0975. Overrated, underrated things about the summer as we are here with you until, again, 6 o'clock on the best show ever here on NBC Sports Philadelphia and 97.5 The Fanatic. And Aaron had a good point about, and I'm sure Booney had a big piece in this, as to why he didn't want to go and do the DeAndre Hopkins piece. You're already loaded. You can go do other things and the Devontae Smith part. I got it. I'm not saying that any of that is wrong. I'm just saying you make the phone call, and if it works out in your favor and he's like, look, I'll jump in for a year, win us the Super Bowl. I show that I'm a team guy, which I've probably already known around the league as a team guy, and then I'll get my money. I already have my ring, probably land in another good situation. And I'm feeling good about what we did as a group last season. I get all of that. But you can also look at, you might not get Buda Baker and that linebacker and that offensive lineman to come in when, hey, this guy's laying it out there for you that, I'll do all this other stuff. We could take a step back here. I made a lot of money. They're already paying me. Tom, you said Arizona still has to pay him that $20 million,
$19
million?
Yeah, there's been conflicting reports, but according to Ian Rappaport, Arizona is paying all of the $22 million and more in dead cap space this year. Conflicting reports,
okay.
But that's what Rappaport says, and you know he's a pretty good source.
All right, let's go off of that. They're paying $20 million, $19 million, close to $20. He doesn't have to get another $20. He can come in, take a little hit, and be fine with it. I look at it and I say that's a good idea. Make the phone call, see what happens. 610-632-0975. If you are headed down to the shore, not only just today, this weekend, but even going forward, you want to have something in your pocket to have some fun down at the shore. Let's tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Experience thrills and make a splash with the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get one same-day ride and water park ticket to Maury's Piers for $70. That's unlimited rides on all three piers and access to both water parks. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal, D-E-A-L. Get your combo ticket before they're gone. Supplies are very limited. 610-632-0975. You headed down. Do that while your partner's driving. You can make the phone call, or I mean, you can go ahead and you can get it on 975thefanatic.com on your phone, your tablet, whatever it is that you have, and take care of that right there. Keyword deal at 975thefanatic.com. What would you do, Tom, if this is the scenario? Are you making a phone call? Do you look at the scenario that Aaron put in place that Booney is talking about, where it's not realistic, as the tweet you asked there of our Twitter poll? But what would you do?
Yeah, so going to Aaron's point, and Booney said the same thing. He said similar things. He says, do you really want to tick off A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? Now, we had A.J. Brown. We've heard about him being unhappy with targets throughout the point of last season. I forget what game was it towards the end of the year, but we have heard that with him. He says, trading picks for Buda Baker makes much more sense. Now, I think this
absolutely does.
This is why Howie Roseman is such a good GM. Best in the league, according to an article that came out just a couple days ago, is that he's saving this money just in case. Just in case something comes up, whether that be a Buda Baker, whether that be the linebacker from Cleveland, as you mentioned.
Whether it be DeAndre Hopkins.
Now listen, I think you have to make sure that A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are going to be okay with it. Yes, they're going to say initially, yeah, we'd love them. Bring them in as many weapons as possible. But, you know, you got to make sure Sirianni is asking this, and he knows these guys now pretty well, being there the last two seasons. And A.J., of course, only being here 1 year. But, like, he knows his players better than anyone. Are they really going to be okay with it if their targets and their catches are getting cut down for five catches that go to DeAndre Hopkins as your wide receiver three throughout the entire year? Now, if you're winning games, I would think that they absolutely would be okay with it. But you got to make sure that they're fine with it, or at least considering it on that front. To me, you have to make the call if you're Howie Roseman. You don't have to do whatever it takes to get him. You don't have to offer him a multi-year deal. And hey, maybe DeAndre Hopkins wants to go to one of these other teams because he could have a larger role as the wide receiver two with the Bills, or the wide receiver one with the Kansas City Chiefs. He might not want to be the wide receiver three on the Philadelphia Eagles, but you have to at least make the call and see. You have cap space available. As I mentioned, Jalen Hurts' cap hit doesn't get big for a couple years here. Devontae Smith still on that rookie contract. You have to at least make the call and see if he's interested. Because, yes, there might be bigger roles with KC, with Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's also a much harder conference, the AFC, than the NFC. So he could see that, be like, hey, 1 year deal, I'm going to win a ton of games, I'm still going to get my catches, and I'm going to go out and win a Super Bowl. Of course I'm going to get a big deal after that. So you just have to gauge what DeAndre Hopkins is thinking. If I'm Howie, I'm not 100% doing it no matter what or anything like that. You have to at least make the call for DeAndre Hopkins.
And again, I already mentioned the part of asking your leadership council, speaking to your wide receivers, seeing where they are. If they say no, then look, you know, it's what it is. You move on and you feel like you have enough. I mean, the Eagles did go out there and address the wide receiver position. Look, Quez Watkins is not necessarily the one that we're leaning more towards. We're looking at Zacchaeus as the possible replacement for the number three wide receiver for the Eagles. So that's where we are right now. Can you do better than Zacchaeus and Watkins in a position like this? You sure can, with one of the best wide receivers in the game on a pay cut.
And real quick, I like Zacchaeus as well. I think that was a good move, definitely. How much did we complain about the wide receiver three last year with Quez Watkins? He had a down year. I like Quez Watkins. I still think he has potential. It's obvious, at least right now, if we're getting the player that was here last year, he's not a wide receiver three on a Super Bowl-type team. How much did we complain about that last season? You get a chance to get DeAndre Hopkins, a guy who still has wide receiver one potential, you have to at least inquire.
No question about it. 610-632-0975. As far as Aaron Nola goes, Lewis_Payton21 on Twitter says, if he can't get back to being the product that we brought him in here to be, then he has to go in terms of Aaron Nola. Well, you know, not necessarily the product, but being the ace or the number two guy that you're talking about, he may eventually get there, but you need to get there now. Your team needs you. You need to stop the bleeding, if you will, and get ahead of it for your team. That's what you're asked to do as the number one or the number two guy as far as your rotation goes and as far as your staff goes. This can't keep happening with Aaron Nola. 610-632-0975 to get to the Nola side of things. We'll get into some basketball, too, because the Heat were up 3-0 in their Eastern Conference matchup against the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have won their last two games, including on Thursday night. They get back at it Saturday. Can they complete the comeback by winning Game 6 and then forcing a Game 7 on their home floor on Monday? That would be a very interesting, because it hasn't happened. It's never happened in the NBA, in the conference finals, or in the West or the East. That is certainly a story. And Old City Philly again checks in, underscore, says, Devon, ask Connor Thomas of how he likes to grill ice cream. Is this a thing?
I've worked with Connor a ton. We have a Saturday show. I have never heard this from Connor Thomas, so I'm going
to
text him.
Now, when you go to the shore, they have, like, fried Oreos and stuff like that, but grilling ice cream? Okay, that's a new one.
Now, I'm no expert, but normally when ice cream heats up, it usually melts, right? And usually grills are pretty hot.
Yeah.
So I don't really get that one from Connor there.
Well, Connor does a lot of things that we don't always understand.
That's fair.
So we'll do that. We'll get back to the phones. 610-632-0975. Aaron Nola, what's his deal? What's going on with him? Where are you? Are you frustrated with him, especially after yesterday's outing and DeAndre Hopkins waived by the Cardinals this afternoon? Does Howie Roseman have to make a phone call? We'll give you our Twitter poll once again. We'll keep the phone calls going. Overrated, underrated things about summer. We already talked about ice cream versus water ice. Where are you on that one? And give us an overrated, underrated thing about summer. Aaron said leaving early on Friday to start the weekend where you cause traffic. Hang out. Wait a little bit. Wait a couple of hours, and maybe the traffic won't be as bad. 610-632-0975. We'll get to it all when we get back right here at the best show ever. 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4:48. We're a couple of minutes behind. We get back to the phone. Get to Pat and everybody else that's there. Julio, DSP, Dave, and David. We got to get to what's trending with Tom. You're on the best show ever.
Yes, sir. What's trending with Tom?
What's trending right now?
Oh, there's a lot of things trending, man. But we're going to start in Kentucky, where it's not a story about a man in Kentucky who shot his roommate because he...
Hot Pockets.
Because of the Hot Pocket. We went over that last night. But this Kentucky man won $1 million on a lottery ticket. The reason? He ran out of gas and stopped at a gas station, bought a ticket, and won the money. So, Michael Schlemmer of Corbin, Kentucky, spent $20 on a winning $1 million luck scratch-off card from Kentucky Lottery at the convenient food mart on U.S. Highway 25 West. Schlemmer reportedly coasted into the gas station because he was so low on fuel. He had $40 to his name.
I was about to ask you that.
$20 in gas, $20 that turned into $1 million on a lottery ticket.
What's his name again?
Michael Schlemmer.
Mike is a genius.
Or is he lucky?
He's very lucky. First of all, he's lucky that he was near the gas station as he's coasting with no gas. He just puts it in neutral and just rolls and pulls right into the gas station, has enough. You know what? All right. Let me put $20. He put 20. He didn't even put 5. Put 20.
He's feeling himself.
He was feeling himself. Yes, he was. Good for him.
He said, quote, "Nothing went through my mind. I just got up and went back in the store and showed it to him. Until I get the check in my hand, I don't believe it."
Exactly.
That's what he says.
That's how I would be. First of all, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't be doing interviews like Mike is. But
that's a good point.
You wouldn't know that I won the $1 million or $20 million, $20,000. You wouldn't know, but good for him. That's good luck, man. Sometimes,
seriously,
man, sometimes you just got to hit that luck.
So do you, if that's you, And obviously, you're on a lucky strike right there. You pull into a random gas station because you're out of gas and you end up winning the lottery. Mm-hmm. Do you try and, you know, keep that lucky strike going? Whether
nope.
it's a, now you're, whether it's a bet on the Celtics to win the series.
Nope.
Whether it's a bet on Trey Turner to hit two homers tonight.
Enough is enough.
Now you're not pushing
That's done.
It?
We'll try it another time. Right now, taking his cool meal after taxes, whatever it is, $600,000.
Yeah, 608. $680,000.
680?
Yeah,
that's good.
A little over.
It's good money.
Could be worse.
It could be worse, especially after breaking down because you don't have gas. No, I'm stopping right there.
I'm probably
What's
placing,
done is done.
Placing one home run bet on a Philly tonight.
Yeah, but how much? Not $20?
$100?
$20. The 20 works.
I got $680,000. I'm putting 100 works. Bucks. I don't know, man.
All right.
Be greedy.
You'd be mad that you lost that 100.
Just
too.
Like the Eagles, being greedy to get DeAndre
greedy,
Hopkins.
Get DeAndre Hopkins.
Look at that. We're going to move over to Texas, where Texas teens were charged over a, quote, fart spray prank.
I saw this.
Did you see this?
Yes. Yeah,
that sickened fellow students and had the school evacuated. Yes, two teens were pulling a prank at Caney Creek High School, 45 miles north of Houston. This was a couple weeks ago. Diego Flores and David Navarrete Arce, I believe is how you say it, were charged with third-degree felony punishable up to 10 years in prison.
I see. I didn't know it was that far.
That's what it says, which is a bit extreme. Now, both youngsters have been released on a $3,000 bond.
Yes.
Look, high school pranks, they used to be a huge thing. Not so much even
they
when
They weren't
I was
always funny, though, to me. I'd be like, oh, that was corny.
But a fart spray one, that's pretty good.
I mean, the whoopee cushion is cool. We had people that would do stuff like fart rocks. Yes. You have rocks that you place
a fart on a rock and throw it at somebody?
I don't know how they smell the way that they smell. It smelled that bad. They were rocks, Tom. And they weren't sprays. And they were placed in whatever part of the classroom that they were placed in. And it would have that odor in the classroom. And it was annoying. Yeah. I like a good prank, a good fun, all that stuff. Sometimes, like, all right, man, that wasn't funny. Because now I'm mad because it stinks.
And especially you have to evacuate the school. Yeah. I respect a good prank. Like a good high school prank.
Is that a good prank?
Yeah, I think so.
That was corny, man.
Why is it corny? I don't know.
I don't want to smell that. Do something else.
When you go out
as a
senior.
Make me laugh.
When you go out as a senior. It made his buddies laugh.
Like Wedding Crashers. Remember in Wedding Crashers when the little kid was telling Vince Vaughn, make me laugh, make me laugh.
Made me a balloon
make
clown?
Make me a balloon clown.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I don't know. I appreciate a good high school prank.
I do too, but that was corny.
And last one here real quick. Princess Leia's dress from the original Star Wars is set to go up in auction, and it is projected to get between $1 and up to $2 million.
I can see that.
On the auction. Now, I ask you, and we've had these side topics before, from a movie, is there one thing that you would auction on? Maybe not $2 million, maybe $680,000 because you just won the lottery, just like that guy Michael Schwemmer did.
Wow.
Schwemmer, whatever his name was. Anything that sticks out to you that you would want to auction on to have from a movie.
All right, so you know I'm a big Eddie Murphy guy.
Absolutely.
There's so many things because you know I'm a movie person. If I had to choose, just going right off the top because I'm a big Eddie Murphy guy, Beverly Hills Cop 2, the Detroit Lions, Varsity Jacket, I would love that. Not a Lions fan, Alfie from Abington, if you're watching or listening, but it's Axel Foley. It's the Varsity Jacket. It's 90 degrees in L.A. in Beverly Hills, and he's still wearing the Varsity Jacket. Axel Foley. That's where I'm going. What about you?
And I'm stealing this from you because we did a side topic about this maybe like a year ago.
We did.
McLovin's fake ID, which was your answer, which is a tremendous answer. I'm auctioning for McLovin's fake ID, and I'm just having it at the man cave, at the bar, wherever, just so people can say, you got a replica. That's funny. No. That's not a replica.
That's a real thing, my man.
That is Muhammad's ID right there. Is that what his name, his second name that he was going for?
Yeah, he said, look it up.
Most popular name in the world,
second
man.
Second most popular name in the world.
And that is what's trending with Tom.
Listen, great job.
Thank you.
As always, we do a version of that, but it's leftovers every night, 9:45 to close out the show, or 11:45 after a Sixers or Flyers game. But you can get the McLovin, I think, poster and place that into your man cave.
Classic college poster right there.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You can have that as an adult because it's so iconic.
Only difference is you have to get it framed as an adult. Any poster on the wall has to be framed as
no
an
doubt.
Adult.
Yeah, yeah, no
but
doubt.
Like college kid, you could just throw it on there.
No, you're an adult now. You adult it by, you
by
know,
upgrading to
by
the frame.
By upgrading to the frame.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'll walk in with my varsity Axel Foley jacket, my Detroit Lions.
It's not bad.
Classic.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic's deal of the week. One same-day ride and water park combo ticket for just $70. That's unlimited rides on all three piers. Surfside Amusement Pier, Mariners Amusement Pier, and Adventure Amusement Pier, and both big water parks. Ocean Oasis Water Park and Beach Club and Raging Waters Water Park. Those six beach blocks of fun for $70 is only available while supplies last at 97.5thefanatic.com, keyword deal. This is how we summer.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
When was the last time you heard, save up to $9,000 on a new car? At Fred Dean's Kia, we've got the deal. Like up to $7,500 lease cash plus a $1,500 Fred Dean's Kia discount. That's up to $9,000 off a brand new Kia. Or lease a 2023 Kia Forte for $199 a month for 24 months. With these great deals, that could be you in a Fred Dean's Kia. Fred Dean's Kia, Route 1, Langhorne. $7,500 lease cash on 2023 Kia EV6 plus a $1,500 dealer discount. Forte lease at $2,799 due at signing. See dealer for details. Ends 5/31/23.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Official home of the Sixers, Flyers, Union, and the best Eagles talk in Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 401 here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Devon Givens in for the best show ever. Tyrone Hunter, Ricky, and Jen have the day off, starting the weekend early. Tom Alvord here with us. Brendan hanging out as well. 610-632-0975. As we talk some summertime things, get in on Aaron Nola coming after him as they get back at it tonight. Once again against the Atlanta Braves, see if they can kickstart another winning streak there in Atlanta. Also talking about DeAndre Hopkins released by the Arizona Cardinals. And with that, we just ask a simple question. We'll give you the Twitter poll update in a little bit. Should Howie Roseman inquire about DeAndre Hopkins and continue to build up this all-star team here in Philadelphia and supersize this offense even more and get to the Super Bowl? All of that is on the table. We'll give you a little bit more as we go along as far as the young talent in the city. John on Twitter, SloopJ232, says, man, I always liked Devon, but I can't listen to a person on Philadelphia radio, all caps, that calls Jimmy's, quote-unquote, sprinkles. John, I feel the same. I can't listen to people on Philadelphia radio call in or tweet in where I have to read that they call them Jimmy's and they are sprinkles. Feelings mutual, man, on this topic. I feel the same way. I don't get it. And then Table Leg 18 on Twitter says, Devon, so check it. The way I always understood it, Jimmy's are the chocolate Johns. Sprinkles are the rainbow.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought sprinkles was chocolate and Jimmy's were the rainbow.
Well, first of all, let's say this. All right, everybody. Let's go to the truck outside of here. Let's get an ice cream. You say, let me get the vanilla ice cream and sprinkle some of the rainbow on there, right? Just say that. You don't say, hey, let's go to the truck. Hey, give me the vanilla, but Jimmy some of the on there.
Or do you say
You don't say that.
You say sprinkle some of the Jimmies on there.
No, you don't say. What, but why are you saying both? You don't need to say both. You just say sprinkle the rainbow.
Wow.
Rainbow sprinkles. They're done. Done. Right there. Come on. Come on.
I don't think. Is there a right answer? I don't know if there's a right answer.
So Gino sends this in. G Palumbo 0013. Betty Crocker. Like a tub of. Or the top of the top of whatever this is. It says sprinkles, chocolate jimmies on the top.
So that confuses me a ton.
Exactly.
What does that mean? Like they're both?
Exactly. Now you're confusing Betty Crocker.
Which is tough to do when it comes
to
food.
But the name is sprinkles.
But they're calling it jimmies.
They say chocolate jimmies.
We know one thing. It's not shots. That's for sure.
It's not shots. All right. By the way, Alfie had a great tweet about the call about the show yesterday that they were talking about. Would you cover up? Alfie said, this caller is clearly covering up something. Can't wait for that episode of Cold Case Files. And they will be referencing today's show.
Yeah, man. We might be on the show.
Hey.
That's not bad.
A couple of residual checks won't hurt. Take them. We didn't commit anything, though.
We're just doing a show.
We didn't commit anything. Let's go to Pat in the Northeast here, checking in on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Devon, Tom. Happy Memorial Day.
You too, man. Thank you.
And you know what I think is overrated is the pork roll sandwich on the boardwalk. It is so slightly thinned. Yeah, I mean, like, when you buy pork roll, you bring it home at your house, like, you cut, like, at least a half inch thickness on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's enough.
That's something that you feel is overrated on the boardwalk. I see. All right, listen, that's not my food of choice, but I'll take your word for it, and I'll agree with you.
Okay, and can I make one more statement? Like, I've been watching Mayberry RFD now on the Meat TV. How is it the only guy who's married on that show?
I don't know this show.
Otis is always locked up every weekend for drinking hooch.
Well, Pat seems like he's got a problem.
He's the married guy.
I don't know. It seems like he's got a problem, though, Pat, in the Northeast. Thank you, man. I mean, he's got to clean himself up, Pat. Really, Otis got to figure that out.
What show?
I don't know.
Did we bring that up?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know.
Okay.
Something PD. I don't know. There are always these PD shows out there, but, you know, for whatever reason, Pat had a problem with Otis.
Cool. Pork roll, top tier, but you have to get the thick slice. So if you get a thin slice sandwich, I can understand why that would be overrated.
So
need
when
the thicker pork roll.
When I filled in and they did the, the Friday taste thing that Jen does?
Yeah.
So she had the pork roll, but she knows I'm picky, and I was like, I'm not eating that. So I didn't eat it. I would have tried it because it was part of the show, but I didn't eat it.
You never liked it?
No, it was never my thing.
Oh, man. Delicious. You're missing out. It's just salt. It's meat and salt. That's all. It's like bacon. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm cool. Like I said, I would have tried it. I've had it before. It's just not my deal.
Missing out, man.
That's not my twist. I'm cool. 610-632-0975. John wants to talk a little Sixers and James Harden a little bit here on the best show ever this afternoon. What's up, John? Yo, John.
Let me take y'all's speaker. Sorry about that.
All good, man. No problem, yeah, man. Really
no problem,
it.
Devon. Thank you very much. And Connor, too.
Tom. Tom is here.
I have about five different things that I would talk about, and I'm going to hit them rapid fire if you don't mind.
Go for it.
And respond. I've never heard the term jimmies because I didn't grow up around here. I always heard sprinkles, and that could have meant anything, but I only always put them on vanilla ice cream because chocolate with anything else, you just need to leave the chocolate. You just need to leave it alone.
Fair.
If you're going to go with chocolate.
I love the fact that you heard it and you heard it as sprinkles, and that's what you decided to go with as a person.
We used to play baseball as a little league, and we were like two blocks away from a Dairy Queen. And so every time after the game, the coach would, you know, let us get a small cone or whatever. And they had this big grinder machine that put the sprinkles on, the rainbow sprinkles.
Yep.
And so it was just, yeah, it's just one of those things that is part of my childhood, and that may date me, probably.
No, because whenever I go to that certain store that you just mentioned, I get the Reese's Blizzard, because it's fantastic.
Well, yeah, understand that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I also grew up at high altitude, so, oh my God, you cannot use the spray.
Got
and
it.
You still, every once in a while, if you get a finger that goes the wrong way, you still get the red streak.
Fair enough.
Is right. That happens anyway.
Fair enough.
So I'm done with that. But I just, with the salary cap and the fact that Harden's 33 already, I just don't see how he can get a long-term contract here.
Well, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know better than I do anyway. And then the last thing, well, the last two things I wanted to say really quick. I mean, at least Aaron Nola last night, he wasn't great, but he did leave in a tie ball game, and so it really wasn't his decision.
No, but again, he started off, you know, John, having 2-0 in the first inning. They come back, they tie it up. They get him the lead, he gives it up again. And to your point, yes, that's because the offense made sure that they tied it up. And well, sure, and it was only, what was it, 5-5 or 4-4 when he left? I think it was 4-4 when he left. And, you know, but don't, how about they gave you 5 runs? How about you find a way to allow that to be on your side where you can last until the 7th inning, the 6th inning, and not have to get pulled because you gave up the 4, John?
Well, that's a good point. And he threw a ton of pitches. So, I mean, they kind of had to pull him. But
yeah, because he gave up so many hits, as you talk about. Yeah,
right, exactly. But that's kind of how this team was built from the beginning. So you kind of can't be too upset about that either.
Well, no, I can, because it ticks me off, John. It ticks me off. Hey, man, listen, have a great weekend. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay, well, 1 second real quick. I think with DeAndre Hopkins, that would just be one too many receivers for the only ball on the field. So I would pass on that, but I could be completely wrong on that too. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, as soon as he signs, and you're like, oh, okay. They have a plan. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And you're not alone. You're not alone on that one. Yeah, you got to spread the wealth, and maybe you don't have enough. You can't, but if they signed obviously because of the talent and the money worked, but because everybody else was on board, I'm sure, if that was to happen.
I think a lot of people's hesitation, and you're right, there is only one ball, and we know receivers, they can be divas, that's for sure. You want to make sure everyone's happy, especially guys in A.J. Brown and Devontae, who are more your future rather than the present. Well, they're both for the future and the present, right. But like DeAndre Hopkins isn't really a future. He's here for a year or two, and that's it. But to me, people always say, yeah, because I'd rather have Buda Baker. I'd rather have this player. What if they don't become available? What if you don't get, like, we all hope and we all think Howie Roseman is going to make a move at some point, especially at the safety position, because if you look at the team as a whole, that's probably their biggest weakness, and maybe even their only weakness is their inexperience at safety and counting on Reed Blankenship to be an everyday type player. But what if that doesn't happen? What if those moves aren't to be made and you have a chance at DeAndre Hopkins, but you decide to pass because, oh, we might do something later? Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins is DeAndre Hopkins. This is a dude who's a wide receiver one on a lot of teams still, in my opinion.
100%.
Really good receiver. And look, it is an offensive league too. As much as the defense was the reason for the Super Bowl loss last year, the way that the league is nowadays, it's offense, offense, offense. You can never have enough targets, especially with the young quarterback in this league who is not making a lot of money this season.
610-632-0975. Joe, hang on for us if you could. We'll come back. We'll get your call, and we'll again bring up the young talent in the city. Keep the NOLA conversation going with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'll tell you about something that happened with some travel that will probably scare a lot of people from this type of travel, but maybe not. It's a weird situation. We'll bring it up and give that to you. 610-632-0975. It's the best show ever here on this Friday, the start of Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're all careful out there in the traffic. We got you on the phone lines here on the radio side on 97.5 The Fanatic and on television right here on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.